miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Shot. No shot. With Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Good morning and welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. It's time for Shot or No Shot on a Deal Breaker Thursday, and it's brought to you by
Points Bet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Download the Points Bet app. Get the live bets, the same game parlays, and the live same game parlays. All awesome stuff. The lightning bets. If you bet the horses, the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. We say good morning to Snorling.
Good morning, boys. How we doing? Hoodie, Cap.
How are you, buddy?
We're feisty this morning. We're feisty.
Yes.
That's how we're doing this
we
morning.
We come at it with different perspectives.
That's exactly right. And I think that's good because, Cap, I'm telling you right now, Snorling's generation is going to change the way we look at the home run numbers.
That's right. Barry Bonds, the greatest player there ever was.
You may not be around to see it, but it'll be, you know what, because they're so intricate into the numbers. Like, they, obviously, you and I as baseball fans are into it because we love the back of the baseball card growing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Holy bleep, I didn't know he did this in the oh, Richie Hebner is a gravedigger in the offseason.
Right.
You know, stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get out of there, JR. Stop laughing
that's
at that.
That's fantastic.
Get out of there with that. What I'm saying is that his generation does a deep dive in the numbers. His generation will say, wait a minute, wait, the home run king's not in the Hall of Fame? But these numbers tell me that when he was a Pirate, this was Hall of Fame worthy. So put him in with an asterisk. They'll figure something out. We may not be around to see it, but it'll be something like that.
Yeah, when I read the article from Kimberly, whatever her last name was, the Bonds' longtime mistress, and she said he would watch the highlights with her and go, Sosa and McGuire? That's all they're talking about? What about me?
Yep.
That's it. Those dudes are doing steroids. That's what I'm starting to do, and that's why he started doing it, because he was enraged that they were the home run chase and he wasn't.
He didn't have to do it, man. He already had a sweet swing. I saw him with the Pirates.
He was amazing.
God, he was him. So you got R.J. Reynolds, Johnny Ray, Bonds.
Johnny LeMaster.
Johnny, he was a
Johnny LeMaster. All right, go
Bobby
ahead,
Bonilla.
Snore.
Bobby Bonilla, yes.
Bobby Bonilla.
Mm-hmm.
Famous for his holiday, getting $1 million once a year. Must mm-hmm. be nice. All right, let's get into Shot or No Shot, boys. We've talked a lot about the negatives of the Bears' offense this week. We haven't hit as much on some of the silver linings defensively. So one of those bright spots continues to be Eddie Jackson. Already he has two interceptions on the season after going 2 years without one. He also forced a fumble in week 3 against Houston. He's been very vocal about his energy being back. He feels rejuvenated. He feels happy in his role, and the Bears have gotten him back to where he was. So my question, shot or no shot, Eddie Jackson is firmly in 2018 form.
That's not, I can't say that yet. That's a no shot. I got it. We're 3 games in here. What is this, First Take? I mean,
oh, that you can get
us. We're 3 games in.
First Take wouldn't talk about the Bears.
He got a tipped interception because Kendall Vildor helped him out.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Buck has walked by. Good to see Jack.
Yeah, it was.
Good morning. How are you?
We'll see you tomorrow night.
We'll see you tomorrow morning.
So long, everybody.
Yeah, that's it.
From Minnesota. Shay, I hope so. I'll say no shot for the time being, but boy, that's the hope. You know, Cap, we don't get into the personal lives that much on our athletes.
We don't.
I'm glad Andrew Catalan, the voice of the game on Sunday, mm-hmm. and James Lofton talked about what was going on in Eddie Jackson's personal life with his wife. And, you know, this is the thing. I don't think I saw that from a Biggs column or from Wiederer or anyone like that about what the personal life of Eddie Jackson and why he didn't play well.
Right.
And now he's trying to overcome his personal issues at home and now trying to be the player he was a few years ago. I'm glad it was out there. Maybe, I guess they had a one-on-one with Eddie Jackson. He just, you know, let it all out.
You get stuff when you go, like, they don't let the media to practice except for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But when you're doing the game, you ask for, we'd like Eddie Jackson, we'd like Justin Fields, Coach Eberflus, Luke Getsy, and the Dixie, Alan Williams.
Yeah.
Okay. They put you in a conference room at the facility. And, yeah, hey, Justin, sit down. And then they get 20, 30 minutes, whatever it is. You don't get that in the regular media.
No. I'm glad he was able to tell his story, because maybe on the other side from the tragedy and issues he has in his family, he can be a more focused player.
Correct.
So no shot for now, but the hope is that he can get back to that.
Agreed.
Form. Shay.
All right, the White Sox have been officially, mercifully, cathartically eliminated from playoff contention after dropping their eighth straight game last night in Minnesota. There will, of course, be difficult questions to answer this offseason, including this one. Shot or no shot? The White Sox need to change their culture and prove that they are all in on getting positional players of value by trading one of Luis Robert, Michael Kopech, Jose Abreu, or Tim Anderson this offseason.
Well, they can't trade Abreu. He's a free agent. So
the rest of it,
I guess, you could let him walk.
Yep.
And then you move Andrew Vaughn to first base.
That's a shot.
I get it's a shot because they have to do something to juggle it. Now, there are a lot of people, well, if they change the manager. The same manager managed them to 93 wins in a division championship by double digits last year. He wasn't good this year, but he was not the reason this team is up the track. Poor performance. Poor construction of the roster.
Well, that's a shot, and we'll talk about it coming up next, but that's a shot. You gotta, those names you just mentioned, yeah, if you can make a trade and try to bolster your roster, get some production in there, get some new life with the White Sox, I'm all for it. Not wholesale changes, Cap, but I don't want the Sox to gar pax it and just say, well, we believe in our core. We just need to be healthy, believe in our core. That's enough of that. You get to the playoffs twice, and then you don't get to the playoffs this year, and then you just quit down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
No shot.
Mm-mm.
You're not playing for Cairo. You're not playing for yourselves now.
Correct.
Now you're just trying to. Now it's just put your hand in there. Put your sock in there. Put your sock in there, guys. 1, 2, 3. Cancun.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. And the amazing thing is, if you go back 10 days ago, there were we had calls. See, I told you, when Tony was out of there, Cairo would get this thing right. Huh. He's lost 8 in a row. It's on the freaking players first.
Shay.
All right, Northwestern will tear down the 97-year-old Ryan Field. The stadium is notorious for drawing small crowds and being the last major college football stadium to not have permanent lights. The new stadium will be smaller at 35,000 seats, but with upgraded and modernized amenities, including seatbacks, which is not super common in college football, high-tech scoreboards, a canopy, and improved sight lines. So shot or no shot, a new stadium would make you more likely to go to a game at Northwestern.
Go now.
I've been to games there.
It's fine. You've been there more recently than I have, because I asked you about whether the Ryan Field is aesthetically pleasing still.
It's 98 years old. I was not aware it was that old. 98 years.
It didn't feel 98 years old to me.
Younger than Sister Jean.
About that.
Think about that for a minute. Sister Jean outlasted a stadium.
And Sister Jean, with a great first pitch the other night, she would have struck Danny out. Swinging, taking. She was awesome.
Sister Jean was part of the she grew up the specs for Ryan Field. She was in on the construction of it.
Correct.
You know this, right?
That is correct.
Yes.
She didn't bounce it to the plate.
All right. Let's get back on topic here.
Jared, go back on vacation.
Oh!
Get out.
That's a shot. I'm glad to have it. It kind of came out of nowhere. I know they were getting a new stadium soon.
Well, I knew they were talking about renovations. I didn't realize it was going to be taken down to the ground.
You think it's too small?
No. Duke, have you ever been to Duke?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I've done a game at Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And it's only what? What is Cameron Indoor? 10,000? 9,000?
Yeah.
It's Duke. They could sell 23,000 every night. Coach K said, we like the intimacy of the smaller building.
9,314.
There you go. That's Cameron Indoor Stadium. They're leaving a lot of money on the table.
Shay, the new stadium for Northwestern clearly would be the smallest in the league, right? In the Big Ten?
I would have to double check that, but I can't imagine there's a smaller one.
But again, it's not stadium size, Hoodie. It's how many do you draw?
The non-conference is lousy.
Right.
some of the matchups that you know that, Shay, some of the non-conference that Northwestern has, it's like I wouldn't go across the street to see it. But in conference, absolutely.
Yeah.
Chicago's Big Ten team.
That's correct.
Fitzgerald will be there for life, you know. If he wants that job.
It's his.
Yeah. He can fill
I
that
love
stadium.
Fitz.
Yeah.
I'm a big Fitz guy.
Shay.
All right. The buyer's house from the hit Netflix show Stranger Things has been purchased, and it's going to be made into a show-themed Airbnb. So my question, shot or no shot, the Stranger Things house that went viral, had all the Christmas lights, it was a big hit in season one, is a top five TV house you would want to stay in?
Top five, yes. So probably five for me. So I would say shot to that, only because of how crazy that show is, Cap. You got to watch that sometime when you're on vacation. Just take a look.
I've never seen the show.
Take a look at it. It's just, if you get a chance to binge it, because of the popularity, I think that I would be a shot for me.
Now, is there a character named Hopper?
Yes.
So my nephew Tyler, just he and his girlfriend just bought a dog, and they named it Hopper. I'm like, after Dennis? He's like, no, after Stranger Things. Do you not know who that is? No, I've never seen the show. I know it's a big deal. No, Stranger Things house would not be a top five thing for me because I have no idea what the house is like or the show.
Shay?
I don't know if it would be top five. I really have to think. Like the Breaking Bad house, I'd kind of want to stay in.
Exactly. I have that.
That's a big one. The Sopranos house? Oh, my God. I'd love to stay in the Sopranos house.
So that's in New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
That one's fine.
It's a mansion. It's got a lot, nice long driveway.
Beautiful.
Nice long driveway.
I never heard anybody say, I'm going to go to New Jersey on vacation.
Pool in the back?
I go to New York and then go to New Jersey and spend some time, like an Airbnb. Spend some time there. You know, be in the same house that Tony Soprano was in. And plus, it's perfect for you because it's a long driveway. They'll drop the newspaper there. You got to walk down and get the newspaper.
Get
like
my
him.
Steps in.
In your robe.
Yeah, do it right. In the bathroom, just like Tony.
the robe that says DK on it.
Yeah.
God, what a long driveway. Steep. Oh, God. and get the ledger, right?
Get the New York Star ledger.
That's it. There you go.
The Sopranos would be fine. I'd rather stay in the Jetsons' house. That would be cool. Or the Honeymooners' apartment. That'd be a cool one.
One day, we have to be able to break down the amenities of the Jetson house, and do we have that today? I thought we'd be in flying cars by now. Flying cars.
That's it.
Not to worry about the expressway, the issues on the Kennedy.
Oh, the Edens is backed up. Almost killed me this morning. I'm in my flying car. Look at that idiot down there.
Talking about houses, I feel like I could walk through the Brady Bunch house with my eyes closed. Like I do. I feel like I know every room in that house. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
The Brady Bunch house would be cool.
The White Sox, the end, next on Cap and J-Hood.
Cap, J-Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J-Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Morning, 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. That same ESPN Chicago app in which you could find Good Karma Wrestling. It's today, Cap. If it's Thursday, it's Good Karma Wrestling, right? Right?
Yes, and you can get that on the ESPN 1000 Twitter page. You can link right to it.
That's right. We'll be doing our wrestling show. If you know, we had a call earlier to say, hey, do you do a wrestling show? I do. Good Karma Wrestling at 6 o'clock. On the ESPN Chicago app, that's where the podcast is. If you've missed some of our previous episodes, it's there. And, of course, we're live on Twitter, as Cap mentioned, at ESPN 1000 at 6 p.m. Good to have you in today. So you mentioned earlier, Cap, it's over now. We've tried to make the White Sox comfortable, double pillows, nice weighted blanket, because the Sox were in hospice.
Correct.
Is there anything I could do? Flowers?
Last meal?
Anything I could do? I just want to be comfortable. The Sox, just trying to be comfortable.
Correct.
I just want you to know I love you. Love you too, White Sox. But you suck!
Yeah.
But you suck! Die! They died yesterday.
Yes.
It's over.
I had the over.
Ah!
I looked at that game. My brother texted me. My brother texted me, said, play the Twins. It's a layup.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Cueto's had a good year. Mm-mm. He's exhausted.
Yep.
He's done. So gave up 10 hits.
Well, he's carried the ball club all season.
Correct.
In his own way. A bright surprise, a positive out of this White Sox season.
So I said, you know what? That's a good point. And they can't get shut out again, can they? And so I played. The over was 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in. Cool, $50. Bam! Take that!
Cap, they have shut it down. When they realize that they can't catch the Twins, they can't do anything in the wild, it's over. They have shut it down. It is an embarrassment. I've went through a lot of Sox seasons in which they were able to get to the playoffs and then just completely collapsed. I'm not disappointed in the 06 Sox because they won 90 games. I'm really disappointed in the 07 Sox because they lost 90 games. That's one of my biggest disappointments.
Mm-hmm.
The 90 team under the Torborg teams were good.
Mm-hmm.
90 was solid. 91 was disappointing. It was disappointing that there was a 94 strike after we get Bo Jackson, who's still in town, by the way. Bo, if you're listening, we love you, man. Don't hide in the suburbs.
I saw him at the game last Thursday.
Yeah, Burr Ridge. Where's he live? Like he's
out west somewhere.
Brother, come on out, man. We love it. Think about it as a Sox fan, Cap. It was, for me, Bo Jackson being on this team, someone who was a two-sport athlete. Could you imagine if that happens today in the era of social media? Cap.
No chance.
Cap, could you imagine?
Mm. One in a million.
You saw Deion Sanders and we saw Bo Jackson do that. And he was on my team. Wow. So I get not only a great athlete, but just a megastar that everyone wanted to be around. Bo Jackson. That 93 team was good. 94 strike, 95. It just didn't happen. But Cap, this is probably the cherry on the sundae for me as far as disappointing teams for the White Sox.
The 04 Cubs, your team this year.
Mm-hmm.
The 2012 Chicago Bulls when Derek blew his ACL first round of the playoffs and they lost to the Sixers.
That season in the Sixers, that was disappointing for you, that season, because of the blown ACL?
Yeah.
Or the season after?
Both. But the season after, I didn't expect Derek to be around. It was that season started. Derek was the reigning MVP. Tibbs is red hot. They won 61 or two games. I mean, they're wow.
Mm-hmm.
And Derek blows the ACL. And you remember that macabre scene? The next game, the Bulls are playing the Sixers at home in the playoffs, and they had Derek limp out with a brace on his knee to throw out the ceremonial first tip.
Yeah.
That was awful.
Shouldn't
bad decision.
Yep.
And it was just so sad in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole thing, that was sad. The 04 Cubs. Front cover of Sports Illustrated. Hell freezes over. The Cubs win the World Series, and it's Pryor and Wood with the balls, with the flames coming out of them.
Yep.
We got these two young pitchers. We're going to, with Greg Maddux signed back here, we're going to get it done.
How about 85 Cubs when you had four starters go out
in May?
And you were left with Dick Ruthven.
Correct. Four starters in a week all went on the injured list.
You had to be disappointed in 85, though, 85 Cubs, because 84.
Well, they were in first place in 85 when that happened.
Yeah.
People forget that.
But then you fell off the table. 84 was so magical. 89, I didn't believe in that team. That was horseshoe in the back pocket.
Correct.
It was just Zimmer. Just everything just worked well. That was just a lucky team, that 89 Cub team.
So it would be, for Zimmer. Me, the 86 Bears go 14-2 and lose in the first round. They had a bye, and then they lose to the Washington football team?
Yeah. You can call it. You say if you want it.
They were the Redskins back then.
I'm offended.
Exactly.
Why did you say that?
And what's his name? Darryl Green had the punt return along the sidelines.
Yeah.
Kind of sidestep one guy and he's gone. I'm like, I was at the game with my brother. I'm like, we're out?
Yeah.
The freaking Bears are out?
You couldn't believe that.
Could not believe it.
When his fourth quarter zeros on the board, like, what, we're not in the playoffs anymore?
Right.
What happened?
Right. And then the next year, they lost to Washington again, I think after the strike. Lou Barnes fumbled a punt. Isn't that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
So that run with the Bears, I'll tell you a disappointing team.
Hmm.
DePaul. They were the number one team in the freaking country, and they got eliminated back-to-back years in the first round. They had a bye and then got eliminated by UCLA. Mark Aguirre took the ball and threw it in a river outside the stadium and walked all the way back to the team hotel. Mm-hmm. They came back. He said, I'm not going pro. We're going to win it next year. And St. Joe beat him like 48-47 on that layup at the buzzer. DePaul's out?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That is absolutely on my list.
But the White Sox are on this list, too. Because, Cap, as a Sox fan, I told you, I didn't expect the World Series. You did. But I expected them to be able to take another step. And the way this team has been injured and the way it's collapsed is so disappointing. This is on Rick Hahn. It is on the players. It's on the management of this team.
Kenny Williams.
And Kenny Williams. All of it. You're 76-79 after being in the playoffs 2 years in a row.
Cap. How many games ahead of the Cubs are you now?
Not many. Don't the Cubs have more wins in the second half than the White Sox do?
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
Even more of a disappointment. Cap, I'll never forget this season. The season of injuries and a season in which this team thought that they were the cat's ass and didn't play like it. Didn't play like it. Now the question that's in the streets now is like, who's going to be the manager? Will Tony come back? Will there be another manager?
No shot.
Can I just tell you this? Let me just tell you this. The guy that's in there now, Castro,
the manager, Cairo.
Cairo, the manager, he's not it.
No. It's not his fault.
Yeah.
Casey Stengel from the dead wouldn't have won with this crew the last 2 weeks.
Miguel Cairo. He had an opportunity. This was an open opportunity for him to show what he could do as a manager. And I liked his honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, some honesty at the podium saying, we're not playing well. This is embarrassment. All the stuff that he said about a week ago. But it doesn't resonate with the team because they're just flat. They're done.
They're done.
So
done.
And by the way, if you're Rick Hahn, if you're going to stick around, by the way, as a general manager, if you're still going to be around, take a good look at your roster and make the hard choices. Correct. I'm going to be on this all through the hot stove.
Correct.
There better be significant changes of your popular White Sox out of here. Make the changes.
Have the guts to make those. And I believe in Rick. I'm a big Rick guy. I think he's a really good dude, and I think he has the temerity to make those changes.
Does Kenny, though?
That's a great question. If you're the GM and you got to walk down the hall and sell your idea to someone else, but you're the GM who takes all the slings and arrows from the fan base, the media, whoever, that's not right either.
Jerry Reinsdorf, you can send this back to Jerry. Jerry, I know that what you tried to do, you wanted your friend La Russa to be able to tip this thing in. All you needed was a Hall of Fame veteran manager to do something that Rick Renteria could not. You tried. It did not work. More than likely, La Russa will not return. So now with this core, you should be in the World Series based on the money that you've spent. And by the way, you're not done spending money. You're not done spending money. I understand the turnstile situation over there at 35th and Vec. I don't care about that. I care about a team that's destined for greatness. You have a core here that should be better than that, than better than 76-79. I understand, Cap. I understand what Jerry's trying to do. It was the right call initially because here's a guy that will make sure these guys are fundamentally sound and you don't have to worry about issues. It didn't work out that way.
It did not. And I promise you, there is zero chance that Tony's returning. Zero.
I understand, but you understand what Jerry's trying to do.
I do.
But now what's the next step?
That has to be if he's going to be your GM, that is a Rick Hahn call. If he's the guy tasked with building the roster and making the trades, then it has to be who Rick wants. Rick, I tried it my way. It didn't work. Who do you want?
Well, you and I think, are on the same page. We both said Bochy.
If I was the GM, I would absolutely talk to Ozzie Guillen.
Sure. If he's
absolutely
interested.
Absolutely.
Also on that list, it's a long list. On that list, Mattingly.
It's worth an interview.
Just ask him.
He's had a bad situation down in Florida.
He can win there.
So
Mattingly's on the list now.
All right, we'll see.
It's a deal breaker Thursday. Cap and I will debate. Is it a deal breaker or not? These situations are amazing and deal breakers. That's coming up next on Cap and J Hood.
Cap and J Hood.
is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app. We all have to make choices in sports and in life. It could be running on third down.
You ran the same third down situation, and you ran the same play twice. You're getting paid for that.
I cannot believe the call.
Or managing finances.
This country, you've got to make the money first.
Or it could be a deal breaker.
I'm Doug Llewellyn, and this is the case of... Time for Deal Breakers. It's a Deal Breaker Thursday here on Cap and Jay Hood here on ESPN 1000. By the way, JR, I did see an episode of The People's Court when I worked afternoons with Sylvie the other day.
Yeah, how's Rusty the bailiff doing?
Rusty was not there. It was a young brother that was there doing it. But the judge is ageless, whatever her name is. I've seen her for years, and she's ageless in there. She doesn't age. She's magnificent and sharp.
I have not watched that show.
Got
in
a little
years.
Crush, Hood?
Yeah, she's sharp. I like her legal mind.
Hood have a crush. She has a crush every day that ends in a Y. I mean, what kind of question is that?
Yes, I had grape yesterday.
Got the lady out here that was sweeping the street, and she waved. I mean, come on.
Are you out of your mind?
Yes.
I'm going to replace my peacock with someone doing that.
I didn't say you're going to replace anybody. I just said you are very much a friendly sort. When they give you a wave,
yes,
you wave back.
That's right, because I represent the company.
And then you get napkins and wipe the drool up off.
Okay.
Thought he was going somewhere else when he brought up napkins.
All right.
Oh my God.
Now, you got to stop doing that now, Cap. You know you got to get yourself a sock in that spot. As we go now to Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, boys, let's get started with Deal Breakers. You find out that your ex-girlfriend who cheated on you still has you listed as her emergency contact after you get a call that she's been in an accident and is in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Do you feel obligated to help, or do you just keep it moving?
Oh, okay. But there's questions to that, right, Cap?
Yes.
Are you married? Are you in a relationship?
Read the whole thing, how you phrased it again.
You find out your ex-girlfriend who cheated on you still has you listed as her emergency contact after you get a call that she's been in an accident and is in the hospital. Do you feel obligated to help, or do you just keep it moving?
Did she apologize?
If you get a call from like a hospital and they're like, hey, this is, you know, Rush North Shore Medical Center, and so-and-so as you listed as a contact. What do you need me to do? Do you need me to contact her family? I will. I'm not going to be a jerk and turn my back. Maybe it's a matter of life or death. But am I going to race over to the hospital to check on her? No, because this situation actually happened to me.
Oh, this is one of your deal breakers. And so was it a deal breaker or not for you?
I got the call that she'd been in a very serious accident.
Yeah.
Please wish her well for me. That's what I said.
You kept it moving.
I think that's the right thing, by the way.
No, she didn't cheat on me, but we were broken up.
Uh-huh. Okay, so. Well, that's a deal breaker because she cheated on me. And see, there's a lot of details that's missing here. Do we still contact each other? Are we still smashing? Even though she cheated on me? I mean, there's a lot of questions to that.
Correct. No contact.
Oh, there's no contact.
Correct.
She just never updated the contact.
Okay, well then no. Keep it moving.
So you just ignore it.
Yep.
I think you just tell them on the line, like, look, you got the right.
You owe them a phone call.
You got the right phone number, but I'm not that person.
We're no longer together. Here's the last contact I had for her mom and dad, or whatever the case may be.
I'm moving on. I got a game to watch.
Oh, wow. Guy's a heartless bastard, man.
That's right.
I'm with Hoodie.
All right, Shay, what's the next one?
All right, this one comes from one of my buddies.
At least he didn't say, if she dies, let me know, I'll send flowers.
FTD.
FTD. 1-800-FLOWERS.
Teleflora, whatever it's called.
Wish you well, signed Merlin Olsen. Go ahead.
One of my buddies told me this story happened to him a few years ago, and I wanted to angle it into a deal breaker. So here you go. You're single, and you have a friend who is married. Due to an illness, your friend is on medication that prevents him from satisfying his wife. Blue Chew is not going to help this scenario. It just doesn't work down there. His wife tells him she wants to find satisfaction elsewhere, but doesn't want to leave the marriage. So he asks if you would be willing to pinch hit for him. Could you do this?
Pinch hit! Wait a minute! So, it's Rusty Staub!
Manny Mota.
Wait, are you married?
Oh, you're single.
You're single.
And your buddy's asking, he's on medication, he can't have sex with his wife.
Yeah. Can you pinch it?
Yeah. Not a deal breaker.
Wow, how close of friends am I?
Pretty good friends.
How hot is she?
Let's say she's a 7.
Absolutely.
I don't think I could.
Oh, Cap!
I don't think I could.
He's not going to be there.
No, but...
What if he watches?
I mean, he might, yeah.
You like an audience?
No, I don't.
You love an audience.
Yeah, I'm a TV or radio show.
And in the bedroom.
No.
Dogs are watching.
No, I keep them downstairs. They do that, but they are not in the room. Yeah. I don't think she could be a 10. I don't think I would do
it. Oh, Cap, don't do that.
I'm serious. I don't.
Cap.
Hey, Hoodie, you want to go to the ball game? Yeah, what time are you going to pick me up? I don't know. I've got to nail your wife an hour before.
No problem.
No, I couldn't do it.
Cap, if I asked you.
Could not do it.
Cap, if I asked you as a friend, Cap, I can't get it up anymore. Could you help me out? Could you take care of Michelle for me?
No.
You wouldn't do that for me? As a friend, Cap, could you just knock it out for me?
Knock it out. Knock it out of the park for me, pal.
Cap, wouldn't you do it for as a friend?
Like if your wife said to you,
I think
you can
Cap's
pick
hot.
Who it is.
I think Cap is hot. We can do this. If he's willing, we could do it.
Cap would only do it with a full PA introduction.
He's walking into Edwin Diaz Narco.
I'd have to introduce him. Here is David Kaplan. Yeah. Thank you. Love you.
He's sprinting out of the bullpen door.
I need to hear that, Edwin.
There we go. This is going to be the best night of your life, honey.
There he is, all 5'3" of him, coming in from the bullpen. It's Sparkles Kaplan.
Here's David Kaplan.
Thank you, love you, I'm going to do you.
Buddy, get out of the room.
Thank you, love you.
Buddy, leave the
room. I'm going to do your wife.
Yeah.
I guess if you came to me as my dear friend and said, dude, it's a medical thing, I can't. I want someone I trust. Would you please take care of Michelle? I guess.
You do it for me.
I could do it, but not if he was watching. If he's watching, I'm out. I think that's the line for me.
Not doing that. But then how do I show up Monday at the meet? Hey, how was your weekend? Great. Phenomenal. Dude, your wife's awesome.
Well, then we just put Hoodie in worst weekends and we move on.
That's great.
So Cap, this guy out here is just laughing his ass off.
Cap, as a friend, now if this is gonna happen, okay, say if it's you. Hey man, I'm just telling you, I can't do it anymore. You're a big virile man. Take care of Mindy. Would you ask me if you couldn't do it? Would you? Because you got it. She's got to be satisfied. What if it was me?
I would not want to know the person.
Come on. You wouldn't want to know. You wouldn't want to know that I had sex with your wife.
No.
But she'd be in good hands.
Right. I think I'd rather it be a friend. Because hey, you're throwing your friend a favor too, buddy. She's great. Here, no. have a good time.
No.
Hey, Mindy. It's Hoodie. How are you? No more three dog night. Turn off the lights.
I couldn't do it.
Come on, Cap.
I couldn't do it.
Come on.
I couldn't do it.
But she's got to be satisfied. Someone's got to take care of that. Someone's got to move the runner.
Wow.
More deal breakers next on Cap and Jay Hood.
Wow.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
All right, my friends, Let's finish up deal breakers. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
One more. Let's fly through this one. You and your wife spiced things up in the bedroom a few years ago by having a threesome. Now, every time you get romantic, she wants you to talk to her about another woman being in the room. But the constant need to talk about this makes you uncomfortable. How do you deal with this?
So she's on, she, every time you have sex, she wants to talk about a threesome?
She wants, every time you have sex, she wants you to talk to her like there's another woman in the room with you, but it makes you uncomfortable.
Sign me the hell up.
Why is that?
I think that's hot.
Talk to her like there's another woman in the room.
Right. What's wrong with that?
So her name is Mindy, and you're saying, talk about Sarah? It's another woman in the room.
Yeah, so what? What's the problem?
Well, it's just one person in the room. It's like an imaginary friend.
She wants you to fantasize with her while you're having sex, I'm assuming.
Correct.
And
every
you're supposed
time.
To say to her.
Every time.
Okay. Sarah's with us and whatever. So what?
Even though it's just the two of you.
Right. So? I got no issues with that.
Does she see ghosts? I don't understand. Like, that's weird.
No.
It's
not
weird
at all. I think it's cool.
You think that's cool?
Yeah.
Shay, am I looking at this right? Like, she's talking about another woman while the two of you are having sex.
Correct. Yeah. To me, I would feel emasculated. Like, oh, I'm not enough for you. Like, a few times, I think it's hot. Every single time, I would start to feel uncomfortable.
Now that's a problem. Because you want someone else in the bedroom with us? Are you asking for that?
According to Snorling, you actually did do that.
But then...
And it was something you both obviously enjoyed. Yes, I'm in.
It's peculiar.
I'm in. I got no issues.
It's a deal breaker. Especially if it happens every time.
We gave Cap an idea. He's going home to Mindy with a suggestion tonight.
Do you remember Julie from the deli? She's going to be with us in spirit.
No, you were already with her. That's what he said.
Yeah, but then... But she's not there all the time, though.
Well, so if your wife said, remember when we did that whatever?
Yeah.
When we were in St. Martin and we picked up that waitress and... So what? That's hot. Mm. I got no issues with that.
That's a weird
talk
one.
Talk away, baby.
It's only room for me and me Peacock. All right.
You guys are weak.
No, we're not. I'll show you some film. Here's now, today, as Sidebar May approach...
Brought to you by Ankin Law, 312-6 million for the great Howard Ankin.
Sign my ball. It is National Coffee Day.
Mmm, smell good ground coffee. That's Maxwell House coffee. Listen to the sound of the Maxwell House coffee pot at work.
Ah. Ah. Uh-huh.
Heard this before. It's a bang.
Pour a cup of this good-smelling coffee. It will taste as good as it smells because it's good ground Maxwell House. Maxwell House coffee is good to the last drop. Enjoy the rich, fresh taste of Maxwell House coffee. The ground coffee that tastes as good as it smells every time. Maxwell House.
Great commercial. Remember that, Cap?
Yeah, 100%.
Good to the last drop.
Good to the last drop.
First coffee I had was Hills Brothers from my mom. She was a Hills Brothers coffee maker and coffee drinker. What was the first sip of coffee you had?
Bingo, right there.
Hills Brothers?
Hills Brothers.
Not Brim?
Not Brim. I think we did have some Brim. That came in a little glass
jar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like brown and orange on the label.
That's exactly right. And of course, as
Sanka.
Just like... Your household, my household, had special coffee for company.
That is correct.
That would come by.
That is correct.
She likes Sanka, so let me go to the pantry and get her Sanka.
Correct.
We'll have to dump out our Hills Brothers for our company because she likes... Because there's only one coffee maker, you see.
Correct. And then you didn't have a Keurig back then.
No.
And there was also coffee cake that was kept in the freezer.
Yes.
For company.
Yes.
Companies here get the Entenmann's out.
JR,
that's a fact.
The first sip of coffee you had was?
Folgers, baby.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Take big, that. Big red tin, yeah. I'm a Folgers person for sure.
Big red tin. First coffee you had, Shay?
I think it might have been Starbucks. It was whatever my parents had, and I think they always had Starbucks.
Oh, my God.
No, they get
He's a child.
They go and get the Starbucks coffee at Costco, and then they bring it home, grind it themselves, do all that stuff. But that was probably the first thing, because that's what they always had. I just had whatever they had.
Kid.
He's a child.
Now I get this Pete's coffee. It's pretty good.
What's the coffee in Detroit?
I have no idea.
No, the brand name. It's not Starbucks. It's like...
Tim Horton.
No, that's Toronto.
Canadian, yeah. but that is basically Detroit coffee, yeah, pretty much.
So great. So it is National Coffee Day. Enjoy your coffee, everybody. We have a coffee connoisseur. His name is J.R. Strauss. Justin Fields spoke yesterday. Oh, boy, wait until you hear the quarterback of the Bears. In 2 minutes on Cap and J-Hood.